All right, so we've had lightning strike also with respect to Afghanistan policy. What do federal managers do when that happens? And they didn't cause the catastrophe, but they have to live with the aftermath.
It's one of the recurring problems for federal managers, that they find themselves both responsible for trying to clear up these problems and sometimes even blamed for having prevented them to begin with. But the main thing at that point when it happens, and it happens so often, is that we have to move from trying to manage agencies to trying to solve problems. When managers find themselves in that situation, their foremost responsibility is to focus on the problem, to try to figure out what kinds of issues that there are, what solutions might be there, how the solutions can be brought together, and how to build the partnerships that so often are required across agencies to be able to make effective solutions happen. The worst thing that can happen is simply to try to say, it's not my job description, not the way we manage around here, not the way it's been done, because obviously something about the way it has been done caused the problem to happen to begin with.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that. It's one thing to be able to say, you know, this needs to change, but it's another thing to actually implement it. How do you do that?
Sure. It's one of these things that the great philosopher John Lennon taught us, I think. He said that life is what happens when you're making other plans. And we so much spend our time trying to figure out what it is that we're doing, making other plans, and problems sneak around from the back door. The single best thing that's proven most effective over time is to develop skills to solve these problems before they come up, to build the relationships that managers are going to need before they need them. And so often what we need is the ability to be able to forge these quick partnerships among people with whom you already have a relationship with trust. Firefighters don't want to get into the scene of a major fire and look to the person next to them in a coat and say, who are you? What are you doing here? And can I trust my life to you? So that the single most important thing is to begin with a problem-solving focus, to begin building those interpersonal relationships, and to make sure that they're there in place before the problems happen and before they're needed in a crisis.
We're speaking with Don Kettle, the Dean of the University of Maryland School of Public Policy. And what about relations between federal managers, career people, that is, and members of Congress? There was a time when that was a fairly common thing and they knew one another better. What is it like today? And is it something that a career federal manager can and should do, is to cultivate good relationships with members?
Those relationships are so important for two reasons. The first is that in a crisis, it's easy for people who don't have responsibility for trying to make the results happen to stand up in the soapbox and to criticize and complain, and that obviously doesn't help anybody. The other is that members of Congress in a crunch can provide important moral support, both to the media, but also for the operations of federal agencies as well, so that when it's hearings, whether it's working with staff members, when it's responding to requests, developing those relationships on an ongoing basis in advance is absolutely crucial to ensuring effective response in crises.
And how does a career manager navigate the potential for jealousy on the part of a political appointee who might sort of covet that relationship that the career manager may have had before he got there, the politician that is, and will have it after he leaves?
And that's exactly right. That's so often a problem. And in the past, we've had difficulties not only with members of Congress, but more generally in building those relationships from politicals who were there saying, look, this is my problem, but oh, please make it go away. But the most important thing that a career manager can do is to realize that in those kinds of situations and a crisis, the political is in a tough situation. He or she didn't come to Washington to get taken down by one of those crises. So figuring out how to help that political through this situation is something that the political will be grateful for. And dealing with members of Congress, it's a little bit more delicate, obviously, because the political will often jealously guard those relationships. But it's a rare political appointee who can navigate those relationships all by him or herself. So it's a matter of helping them bit by bit try to get done what has to get done, to help them understand the pitfalls, to understand what kind of responses may be most effective. Just the previous experience that the career managers develop along the way and understanding what it is that the political situation really requires, the kind of things that staff members are expecting as well, which often is so important in understanding the way a member of Congress behaves. Career managers are in a terribly important situation to be able to help politicals navigate a situation that is just often so full of a swamp with alligators ready to bite them at every turn.
What are some specific examples of when this has actually worked and, you know, things have changed?
You know, we've had these issues just constantly. If you go back to Hurricane Katrina, it was a situation where people who ended up getting eaten up by it were the ones who tried to manage by standard operating procedures. We had problems that happened even most recently with the earthquake out here in the East Coast, where people struggled to try to figure out how to respond. We had the oil spill down in the Gulf. We have tornadoes. We have natural disasters that happen regularly. And what separates the really good managers from the ones who end up being devoured by these crises are the people who understand that it's their responsibility to focus on problems, to develop solutions, figure out where the capacity lies, and figure out how to solve them. It's not the time to try to say, oh, out of the way, I'm in charge, because that Alexander Haig response, as we saw back in the 1970s, after Ronald Reagan was shot, was something that in the end created a problem for him that he never recovered from. It's problem solving, capacity building through relationships of trust that can be used to try to sustain effective results that time in, time out proves the most effective solution to these problems. It's what worked with Hurricane Katrina, and it's working today.
Don Kettle is Dean of the University of Maryland School of Public Policy. Thank you very much for joining us with that insight.
It's so great to be with you this morning.